Democratic State Senator Jeff Plaley of South Milwaukee had been saying publicly he was likely to vote to override the governor's veto of the Republican levy limit package. Plaley's district just elected a Republican state rep in what was largely described as a referendum on the property tax freeze issue. But now Plaley has reconsidered.
I announced at a press conference earlier today that I would be voting to sustain the veto and then working toward some type of property tax mechanism that's workable and real.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mary Panzer calls Plaley's switch a betrayal of the taxpayers. She says it's clear Plaley failed to hear his constituents. At the Capitol, one observer quipped that Plaley was probably in a cast from all the Democratic arm-twisting over the vote. He's not. Governor Doyle would only say the senator has been busy in conversation.
I had good discussions with him. I know a lot of people from both sides of this question had a lot of discussions with him. I think he really considered it very thoroughly from a lot of different directions and made his decision.
As part of his reconsideration of the override vote, Plaley says he has crafted an alternative that doesn't require people to choose between property tax relief and city services. The plan includes a 3-year levy limit, but allows higher school spending, exempts TIF districts from levy limits, and increases the homestead tax credit. He says voters demand more than just the, quote, false choice they've been given.
Between property tax relief and being scared into saying that, you know, the fire truck won't come if you dial 911. I think that's a false choice. I think we're smarter than that in this state, and I think that reasonable people can come to the table and craft a reasonable proposal outside the hysteria of a partisan game.
Governor Doyle says Plaley obviously made a considered decision.
I think Senator Plaley clearly has tried to think through some of the deeper issues here, and I appreciate that he's trying to move this debate beyond just sort of bumper stickers into some real discussion.
There remains one Democratic vote Republicans can count on. Senator Tim Carpenter of Milwaukee says he will vote to override the governor's veto of the property tax freeze. Carpenter says that's because there is no alternative that's cohesive and likely to pass. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.